Morning, everyone. My name is Huihai Chen. I'm a postdoc in US EPA and of NC State University. Today, I'm going to talk about the natural rock pathway in turf grass system. In the United States, around 35% of the urban land is covered with turf grass. And compared to other ecosystems, turf systems is highly managed with mowing, watering, fertilization, and pesticide applications. A regular nitrogen fertilization is required to maintain a good quality of the grass. A growing concern has been raised about nitrogen loss from turf grass system, but mainly focused on inorganic nitrogen leachings. So my question is, besides inorganic nitrogen leaching, is there other nitrogen loss pathways from turf grass systems? So after we add either organic or inorganic fertilizers to turf grass systems, we hope to increase the soil nitrogen levels to support the grass growth. But the soil microbe can, you know, immobilize the ammonia to organic nitrogen, and also can mirrorize organic nitrogen to inorganic nitrogen. And moreover, the ammonia can be further oxidized to nitrate through nitrification. And both ammonia and nitrate are considered as reactive, potential reactive nitrogen that is easy to leach to groundwater system. And scientists found that besides inorganic nitrogen, organic dissolved organic nitrogen can also be leached to groundwater systems. And more importantly, both nitrification and denitrification can result in the nitrogen loss as nitrous oxide emissions, which is a greenhouse gas and ozone-depleting substance. And thus, a comprehensive evaluation is surely needed on the nitrogen loss in different species and pathways. Thus, the objective of my study is to first find out whether nitrous oxide emissions and organic nitrogen leachings can significantly contribute to a total nitrogen loss from turf grass system. Further, to understand how nitrogen fertilization rates and lower temperatures can affect nitrogen loss pathways in these three forms. And finally, to find out what soil biochemical properties that we can use to correlate to those nitrogen loss in gases and liquid phases. So typically, I collect intact soil cores from these four turf systems that have been managed for different years, from 1 year to 109 years. And the soil properties are either sand or loamy sands, which is easy for me to for the water to penetrate the soil cores for me to collect the leachates. And these four systems are cultivated with the same grass species. So actually, these four turf systems greatly differed in soil carbon content and nitrogen availability. For example, from this figure, we can see that the soil carbon build up with different established years, and soil nitrate levels varied with different turf measurements. So I hope this study can more widely cover different soil conditions. This is a demonstration showing how I collect the leachates and those gas. So the headspace allow the gas accumulations and the leachates is collected through the vacuums. Then there are four treatments designed in these experiments, including CK with no nitrogen inputs, low nitrogen input of 30 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, and high nitrogen input of 60 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. There's also a lower temperature treatment. Allow me to compare the nitrogen loss in winter temperature with the warmer temperature condition. Then after the water is added equivalent to 40 millimeter precipitations, the gas was measured nearly every day, and the leachate was determined for inorganic and organic nitrogen. So let's go to the result. So for total nitrogen loss, two levels of nitrogen additions increase the total nitrogen loss by 120% and 260%, but lower temperature did not significantly affect the total nitrogen loss from the four systems. For nitrous oxides, similarly, nitrogen additions increased the nitrous oxide emissions by 163% and 316%. However, the lower temperature reduced nitrous oxide reduction by 69%. So to find out the answer to explain the nitrous oxide reductions at lower temperature, this is a figure showing the carbon dioxide emissions. So as a parameter for microbial activity, the carbon dioxide emissions was significantly reduced by 63% at lower temperature treatment, suggesting that the microbial activity was more sensitive to temperature instead of the nitrogen rates, and thus the reductions of nitrous oxide emissions was due to the reduced microbial activity at lower temperature. Therefore, organic nitrogen leachings, similarly to nitrogen fertilization rates, increased the organic nitrogen leachings significantly, but the temperature treatment didn't change significantly, the organic nitrogen leaching significantly. And for inorganic nitrogen, similar to total nitrogen loss, nitrogen fertilization significantly increased the nitrate leachings, and more importantly, at one of systems, the nitrate leachings also increased by the lower temperature. But this is for nitrate. For ammonia, there's even more significance. So similarly, not only did the fertilization increased the ammonia leaching by over 3 and 9 times. Lower temperature treatment also increased the ammonia leaching by over 250%, suggesting that the ammonia added to the soil is not in the soil cycles at these lower temperature treatments, and thus due to the reduced microbial activities. And thus, at lower temperature, the dominant nitrogen loss pathway is inorganic or organic nitrogen leachings instead of nitrous oxide emissions. So this figure shows a general percentage, relative percentage of the three major nitrogen loss pathways in these experiments. So nitrous oxide accounts for between 7 and 17% of the total nitrogen loss, and the organic nitrogen accounts for from 25 to 40% of the total nitrogen loss. And these two nitrogen loss pathways were comparable to the inorganic nitrogen leachings, which accounts for from 40 to 60%. And thus, the traditional method to only account for inorganic nitrogen leaching is not sufficient to represent the total nitrogen loss in turf grass systems. So this picture shows a large variation of the nitrogen loss in these three forms. And thus I also measure the biological and chemical properties to try to find out what parameters we can use to correlate to these large variations. So a correlation analysis was used, and my result did show that some parameters, biological parameters, we can use to explain the variation of the three major nitrogen loss pathways. So the leached carbon content and soil enzyme activities was negatively and significantly correlated with the three nitrogen loss pathways. And the denitrifying genes, such as the NeoK genes, was positively related with the three nitrogen loss pathways. Then, in conclusion, my study, besides inorganic nitrogen, nitrous oxide emissions and organic nitrogen leachings are important pathways of nitrogen loss in turf grass systems. National fertilization increased nitrogen oxide in all three forms, but at lower temperature, nitrogen oxide emissions was reduced, and inorganic nitrogen leaching was significantly increased. And some biological properties, such as leached carbon content, soil enzyme activities, and denitrifying genes, can be used to predict the nitrogen loss in gases and liquid phases from turf grass systems. Then finally, I'd like to thank my funding source from USDNIFA, USEPA, and Center for Turf Grass Environmental Research and Education. Also, Dr. Weishi, Dan Bowen, and Tom Rafferty in NC State University for helping me for this project. And my supervisor from USEPA, Dr. John Walker and David William. Thank you. Questions? Oh, yes, because that's a good question. In fact, we try to compare the winter nitrogen loss compared to the summer and winter. And this is a transition from the winter because during the grass is dormant, we think the fertilizer added, for example, the fall fertilization still greatly contribute to a reactive nitrogen that potential to leach out or to result in nitrous oxide productions at these times. So even during that circumstances, we think the nitrogen loss is still there, but which we may greatly neglect it because we think during summer there's more nitrous oxide emissions. But in fact, our result find out that even in winter at low temperature, nitrous oxide production and nitrogen leaching still greatly contribute to nitrogen loss in that temperatures. So,
quick follow-up. So, what's the percentage of the total nitrogen loss measured out of the total input?
Compared to the nitrogen added to a system? That's a good question. That really depends on the different treatment, you know. When we add more nitrogen to the systems, more nitrogen is lost, but the relative percentage is reduced. So it's generally between, I think, between 1% to 10%, I think. Yeah, a general number, just very general. Thank you.
Yes. About your core system, were those intact?
Yeah, intact.
And that was saturated below?
Yes, because we try to mimic the precipitation. So we add water and use the vacuum to, you know, penetrate, let water to penetrate the soil cores so we can collect the leachates for analysis. So it's generally saturated.
These are intact cores taken through turf, right?
Yes.
You remove the turf?
Yes. Turf, because when we, at first we, that's why we choose the sampling type at, in the winter, because the turf is dormant.
Right.
Yeah, so we try to see the nitrogen transformations in the soil instead of the turf uptakes. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, thank you.